Oral comprehension, listening one.
You will hear listening one three times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Sarah and Oliver.
Hey, Sarah. How was your weekend?
Hi, Oliver. It was great. I went cycling with my older brother. What about you?
That sounds cool, Sarah. I visited a museum in London with my parents. It's an amazing museum. There are lots of cool things like dinosaur bones and even paintings by famous artists.
Wow. That sounds really interesting.
Yes. There's a section about ancient Egypt, and you can see a real mummy. It is a bit scary, but fascinating.
That's incredible.
It is. But my favorite part is the room with dinosaur skeletons. You can see a T-Rex with its big teeth and a long-necked dinosaur called Brachiosaurus. It's awesome.
I love dinosaurs. It is so cool to see their skeletons. Maybe I'll visit the museum with my family someday.
That's a great idea, Sarah. You'll love it. But tell me more about your cycling trip. Where did you go?
We went by bike along the river and through the forest. And we also went to a nearby park.
That sounds like so much fun. Did you see any animals?
Yes, this park has got many animals. Ducks swimming in the lake, squirrels jumping on the trees, and deers.
That's cool. I don't like zoos, but I love seeing animals in their natural habitats. What an exciting adventure.
It really was. Let's do something together next weekend.
Definitely, Sarah. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, listen again. Sarah and Oliver.
Hey, Sarah. How was your weekend?
Hi, Oliver. It was great. I went cycling with my older brother. What about you?
That sounds cool, Sarah. I visited a museum in London with my parents. It's an amazing museum. There are lots of cool things like dinosaur bones and even paintings by famous artists.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Yes, there's a section about ancient Egypt, and you can see a real mummy. It is a bit scary, but fascinating.
That's incredible.
It is. But my favorite part is the room with dinosaur skeletons. You can see a T-Rex with its big teeth and a long-necked dinosaur called Brachiosaurus. It's awesome.
I love dinosaurs. It is so cool to see their skeletons. Maybe I'll visit the museum with my family someday.
That's a great idea, Sarah. You'll love it. But tell me more about your cycling trip. Where did you go?
We went by bike along the river and through the forest. And we also went to a nearby park.
That sounds like so much fun. Did you see any animals?
Yes, this park has got many animals. Ducks swimming in the lake, squirrels jumping on the trees, and deers.
That's cool. I don't like zoos, but I love seeing animals in their natural habitats. What an exciting adventure.
It really was. Let's do something together next weekend.
Definitely, Sarah. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, listen again. Sarah and Oliver.
Hey, Sarah. How was your weekend?
Hi, Oliver. It was great. I went cycling with my older brother. What about you?
That sounds cool, Sarah. I visited a museum in London with my parents. It's an amazing museum. There are lots of cool things like dinosaur bones and even paintings by famous artists.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Yes, there's a section about ancient Egypt and you can see a real mummy. It is a bit scary but fascinating.
That's incredible.
It is. But my favorite part is the room with dinosaur skeletons. You can see a T-Rex with its big teeth and a long-necked dinosaur called Brachiosaurus. It's awesome.
I love dinosaurs. It is so cool to see their skeletons. Maybe I'll visit the museum with my family someday.
That's a great idea, Sarah. You'll love it. But tell me more about your cycling trip. Where did you go?
We went by bike along the river and through the forest. And we also went to a nearby park.
That sounds like so much fun. Did you see any animals?
Yes, this park has got many animals. Ducks swimming in the lake, squirrels jumping on the trees, and deers.
That's cool. I don't like zoos, but I love seeing animals in their natural habitats. What an exciting adventure.
It really was. Let's do something together next weekend.
Definitely, Sarah. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension. Listening 2.
You will hear listening 2 three times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Lisa, an exchange student. Mary and Jack are talking about Lisa, an exchange student.
Hey, Jack. It's great to see you back at school. How are you feeling?
Hi, Mary. I'm feeling much better now. I'm very happy to be back. What did I miss while I was ill?
Well, we have an exchange student from Australia in our class. Her name's Lisa, and she's really cool.
Oh, that's exciting. What is she like?
Lisa is kind and funny. She has long, curly hair and a big smile. She's always wearing colourful clothes and very cool sport shoes. And she's very creative.
That sounds nice. What are her hobbies?
Lisa loves art, and she's really talented. Her drawings are amazing.
Wow, how lucky. I'm not good at drawing.
But you are a good photographer, and you both like reading. She always has a book with her and loves talking about the stories she's reading.
I love mystery books. What kind of books does she like?
Lisa enjoys adventure and fantasy books. Maybe we can start a book club and read together.
That's a great idea, Mary.
I'm sure she will also like the idea. She's very friendly and cheerful.
Thanks for telling me about Lisa. I can't wait to meet her and become friends. Now listen again. Lisa, an exchange student. Mary and Jack are talking about Lisa, an exchange student.
Hey Jack, it's great to see you back at school. How are you feeling?
Hi Mary, I'm feeling much better now. I'm very happy to be back. What did I miss while I was ill?
Well, we have an exchange student from Australia in our class. Her name's Lisa and she's really cool.
Oh, that's exciting. What is she like?
Lisa is kind and funny. She has long, curly hair and a big smile. She's always wearing colourful clothes and very cool sport shoes. And she's very creative.
That sounds nice. What are her hobbies?
Lisa loves art and she's really talented. Her drawings are amazing.
Wow, how lucky. I'm not good at drawing.
But you are a good photographer. And you both like reading. She always has a book with her and loves talking about the stories she's reading.
I love mystery books. What kind of books does she like?
Lisa enjoys adventure and fantasy books. Maybe we can start a book club and read together.
That's a great idea, Mary.
I'm sure she will also like the idea. She's very friendly and cheerful.
Thanks for telling me about Lisa. I can't wait to meet her and become friends. Now listen again. Lisa, an exchange student. Mary and Jack are talking about Lisa, an exchange student.
Hey Jack, it's great to see you back at school. How are you feeling?
Hi Mary. I'm feeling much better now. I'm very happy to be back. What did I miss while I was ill?
Well, we have an exchange student from Australia in our class. Her name's Lisa and she's really cool.
Oh, that's exciting. What is she like?
Lisa is kind and funny. She has long, curly hair and a big smile. She's always wearing colourful clothes and very cool sport shoes. And she's very creative.
That sounds nice. What are her hobbies?
Lisa loves art and she's really talented. Her drawings are amazing.
Wow, how lucky. I'm not good at drawing.
But you are a good photographer and you both like reading. She always has a book with her and loves talking about the stories she's reading.
I love mystery books. What kind of books does she like?
Lisa enjoys adventure and fantasy books. Maybe we can start a book club and read together.
That's a great idea, Mary.
I'm sure she will also like the idea. She's very friendly and cheerful.
Thanks for telling me about Lisa. I can't wait to meet her and become friends. Now, look through the questions and check your answers. That's the end of the oral comprehension test.